Mr. Chairman, and welcome, Mr. DeBar. Congratulations on your nomination. Welcome to your wife, and welcome to one of those energy secretaries here supporting you, Mr. Briette, and enjoyed working with both of you at the Department of Energy. I know this isn't the first time you've testified before a Senate hearing, and having been confirmed for the Undersecretary of Science at the Department of Engineering, Department of Energy, we work together in the implementation of not just the National Quantum Initiative, but your role in Hanford cleanup, and I very much appreciate that. The Deputy Secretary of Commerce plays a significant role in shaping the U.S. economy, and if confirmed, you'll be a representative for the day-to-day operations of the department in assisting American businesses and promoting policies that help us create economic growth. But your nomination comes at a time when we've had a significant period of disruption and chaos at the agency. Under Secretary Lutnick's leadership, I believe we've had a series of alarming decisions and actions that are damaging the opportunities for economic growth. First and foremost, the Minority Business Development Agency, a 56-year-old agency that Congress permanently authorized in 2021, has been dismantled. For those unfamiliar with the MBDA, I believe my colleague, Senator Wicker, was quite accurate when he said, I quote, "The Minority Business Development Agency has been a lifeline for many minority businesses, owners, and entrepreneurs seeking to grow their businesses," end quote. And indeed, Secretary Lutnick testified before this committee that he would not support dismantling of the Minority Business Development Agency, which helped create and retain approximately 23,000 jobs in fiscal year 2024 alone. This is about capacity building. This is about capacity building within a community that may not necessarily have the same access to capital, may not have the same parameters, and this agency has been quite successful. But within 2 months of his confirmation, he has fired all of its employees, canceled all of its grants, and even the sign that once marked the MBDA office at the Department of Commerce building has been pulled down under his watch. Meanwhile, the department continues to slash essential workers at NOAA, with approximately 2,500 employees of the 12-person workforce fired or otherwise departing since the start of this administration. These staffing shortages are already impacting NOAA's core functions, including reduced and suspended weather balloon launches at many of our weather forecast offices. And I can't tell you how important this is for us, particularly related to fire season. These NOAA weather activities are giving us essential data about how best to prepare for fire season. And further cuts are expected in the coming weeks. On top of that, the Trump administration is pursuing a 2026 budget proposal that would reduce NOAA's budget by more than 27%, including a 75% cut to the Office of Oceanic and Atmospheric Research, the closures of all its weather climate labs, and an 85% cut to the Office of Space Commerce. I can tell you this, Mr. DeBar, as somebody who ran a science organization, that we are going to hold this administration accountable for the cuts in science. It is not acceptable. Innovation is the way we're going to grow our economy. It is the way we are going to protect our industries that exist today. At the same time, the administration is calling for major reorganizations of NOAA, including moving out the National Fisheries Marine Service to the Department of Interior. Not sure why the most important management resource we have for our fisheries, having our science management system, we would give up to the Department of Interior. I'm particularly shocked to see this proposal, given that Mr. Lutnick promised to me during his confirmation hearing that, quote, "I have no interest in separating NOAA," end quote, and that breaking up NOAA, quote, "is not on my agenda," end quote. What changed? What's equally concerning is that the Office of Management Budget proposal to eliminate the Economic Development Administration entirely. I believe this would jeopardize important decisions that continue to help us grow our tech hubs and important investments that keep growing our economy across the United States. So I could go on and on about tariffs. While I appreciate many of the things that the chairman just mentioned in his tariff statement, yes, I probably would be more comfortable with you leading our tariff charge than the current secretary, but I can tell you this, tariffs are hurting small businesses today. They're significantly reducing our economic growth. They are significantly constraining opportunities, then people just may not even be in business by the time these deals are done. And I know that some people think that might be the price to pay. I do not. I do not believe in that view of an American economy where we lead on alliance building and we lead on moving forward on economic opportunities by opening up markets, particularly big opportunities that I think we have in front of us. So that's to say, I very much appreciate, Mr. DeBar, your leadership in the past. I'm outlining the big challenges I see in front of you and stabilizing the agency's core mission. Look forward to hearing the answers to our questions today. But again, welcome to you and congratulations on your nomination.